This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3463 for Wednesday, the 10th of November 2021. Today's show is entitled, Clonezilla, a backup story. It is hosted by Roen, and is about 34 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is Roen walks through the process of backing up his laptop with Clonezilla.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about Clonezilla. I'm going to be using it to help back up my laptop when I go to restore the operating system. So, to sort of give a brief synopsis of what Clonezilla is, I will read from their opening page on clonezilla.org. What is Clonezilla? Clonezilla is a partition and disk imaging cloning program similar to TrueImage or Norton Ghost. It helps you do system deployment, bare metal backup, and recovery. Three types of Clonezilla are available: Clonezilla Live, Clonezilla Lite Server, and Clonezilla SE Server Edition. Clonezilla Live is suitable for single machine backup and restore, while Clonezilla Lite Server or SE is for massive deployment and can clone many, 40 plus, computers simultaneously. Clonezilla saves and restores only used blocks in the hard disk. This increases the clone efficiency. With some high-end hardware and a 42-node cluster, a multicast restoring at a rate of 8 gigabits per minute was reported. So I will be using the Clonezilla Live today to make images of my hard disks. I actually have two hard disks in my computer laptop. It's two SSD drives. I purchased about 3 years ago, I think, 3 or 4 years ago now, a 17-inch laptop from System 76. It's the Kudu model, which is one of their, what they call the white box models. So this was before, I think, they were actually making their own, producing their own laptops. So it's not like open firmware all the way up through the OS and everything. I think they've replaced as much of the firmware blobs as they can with open source, but I think it still contains a number of proprietary blobs in it, and it's not using their using the OpenWare firmware to actually boot up. It is an EUFI system, though. I'm not sure what happened. I recently was updating, and I kept getting errors that it couldn't finish doing a kernel update. It kept running into errors. And I thought maybe this was because I had downloaded and compiled some software to run Roblox. My girls are into Roblox and they wanted me to play with them, so I was seeing if I could get that going, and I'm not sure that's what caused it, but for whatever reason I ran into issues updating the kernel with just the standard, you know, their Pop! OS store, which is their sort of Synaptic, install your software. And it wouldn't install. It kept running into errors. And in the process of trying to get it fixed, I think I basically de-system 76'd my operating system to a degree. Like, a lot of things just aren't working now. So I figured, I think this has always been a little funky, because I think this came with 1804 Ubuntu when I first got it, and then I switched to Pop! OS, and I know Pop! OS is now not using Grub for the bootloader, but it was still using, I'm just not sure what it is, so I figured it's time to just sort of make a backup and then reinstall the operating system even though I'm doing the backup, I do, my second drive is actually my home drive, so hopefully that won't be an issue, but I'm going to make a backup just in case I accidentally FUBAR it and I don't lose all my information. So anyway, this episode, with that preamble out of the way, is going to sort of recording me using walking through the steps of the CloneZilla Live and getting my hard drive backed up to my external hard drive. Okay, so I've already downloaded CloneZilla and flashed it to a USB stick. They have nice instructions for how to do that. I used UNetbootin to actually burn the ISO onto a disk, but you can also just format the disk, and they have a tar.gz file that you can just unzip onto a flash drive if you want to use that method. The one nice thing about the System 76 is it's very easy to get into the boot menu. You just hit the power on and then hold the F7 key, and then you will get the grub boot menu, or whatever the boot menu is. I don't know if it's grub at this point or not. That may be the I think it's the UEFI boot menu, actually. Except, there we go. And then I just key down to UEFI SanDisk Partition 1. And now I'm at CloneZilla. the CloneZilla boot menu, actually. I think this is using grub. It gives you a number of options. There's CloneZilla Live VGA 800x600, CloneZilla Live VGA 800 and 2 RAM. I guess that means put it into RAM, the whole thing. There's CloneZilla Live VGA with large font and 2 RAM. Now, this is the one I'm actually going to pick. I did the 800x600. I think that keeps, whoops, I lost my boot menu. Well, maybe not. I think it's about to boot because I didn't pick something soon enough. What's going on? Yes, I think it's booting into the 800x600 because that's what I had it on. Well, I can do that. Just have to look a little closer at the screen. It puts you into an incursors GUI menu. So now I'm selecting English for my language, having to hit OK. Keyboard layout, I'm going to keep the default keyboard layout, which for me is US. Now you're seeing, let's jump to another menu, start CloneZilla or enter login shell. So I'm going to start CloneZilla. Now you get the licensing menu, and then it says, hint, from now on, if multiple choices are available, you have to press space key to mark your selection. An asterisk will be shown when the selection is done. Two modes are available. You can clone slash restore a disk or partition using an image. Two, disk to disk or partition to partition clone slash restore. Besides, CloneZilla Lite server and client modes are also available. You can use them for massive deployment. Select mode. I'm going to use the images because that's what I'm used to using. So it's device, image, work with disk or partitions using images. Okay, before cloning, you have to assign where CloneZilla image will be saved to or read from. We'll mount that device or remote resource as home part image. The CloneZilla image will be saved to or read from the home part image. Select mode. So you have local dev, use local device. SSH server, Samba server, NFS server, WebDAV server, S3 server, enter shell, RAM disk, use memory, okay, for BT or from raw device, skip. So I'm going to use local dev. If you want to use USB device as CloneZilla image repository, please insert USB device into the machine now. Wait about 5 seconds, press enter key so that the OS can detect the USB device, and later we can mount it and as home. So that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait about 5 seconds. I'm looking at the timer on my recording. It looks like about 5 seconds. So I'm going to hit enter. Now I've got a blank screen as it's thinking. Oh, now I say, let's see. Okay, what's going on? You can insert storage bytes in now if you want to use that, then wait for it to be detected. Update periodically. Busy partition, USBDC, backup hub, Seagate, yes, okay. So it looks like it's seeing it. Control C to exit this window. Okay, so I'm going to hit Control C. And what's going on? Screen is terminating. Mounting local dev home partition, excluding busy partition or disk, excluding finding partitions, partition number 6, dev SDA, getting information on the different, what's going on? Oh, okay, so it's gone through, it's found all the hard drives and the partitions on the hard drives that are in my machine. So I have my SDA drive, which is my main drive that has the various Linux and boot partitions on it. It's got SDB with the one partition, which is my home drive. It's a gigabyte or a terabyte drive. And then it's found, that's right. In a different episode, you'll hear about my trials trying to boot off of this drive on a Mac Mini, which hasn't gone well, which is another story that hopefully will be in a HBR episode soon. So it's already partitioned. So I'm going to pick the second partition on the C drive, which is this external USB Seagate drive I have. The first partition is just the boot partition that I had created. So let's pick that. Okay. Choose if you want to check and repair the file system before mounting the image repository. This is only for certain file systems which are supported by FSCK on GNU Linux, like ext234, RiserFS, XFS, not NTFS, HFS+. This is for mounting local storage device as an image repository. Skip checking and repairing. I think I can skip it. It should be fine. Let's just skip that. All right. Which directory is for the CloneZilla image repository? If there's space in a directory, it will not be shown. When the current selected dir name is what you want, use tab key to choose from done. Note, you should not choose directory tagged with CZ image. They are just for you to know the images list current directory path. Current selected dir name is root. Exit directory browsing. So I have root and and lost and found. No subdir. Oh, let's see if I browse. Open source. Do you want to do it again? Yes. I guess I'm just going to put this in root for now. It shouldn't matter. Tab, I guess, done. Can't remember if I'd reformatted this or if there might actually be a GeeksSD operating system on this, but either way, I'll know where the images are. Let's see, running mount bind. Mount -s bind -0 no a time. Okay, so it's mounting part to the home part image. SDC XT4 size 915.7 gigabytes. Use 76 megs. Available 896. Okay, so it's just yes, there's plenty of space. All right. Choose the mode to run the following wizard about advanced parameters. We have beginner, expert, and then exit. I am going to do beginner. Okay, Clinzina, that's another, let's see. The software will overwrite the data on your hard drive when restoring. It is recommended to back up important, okay, we're not restoring. From now on, it's multiple choices. Save local disk. Save parts. Save local partition as an image. Save local disk as an image. Wait, am I? Okay, I think we're saving local disks, because that's what I want, the whole disk. Okay. Image. So I think it's letting me pick the name of the image for the disk that I want. I'm hoping it's going to let me pick what disk I want to image. Okay. Excluding. Ah, yes. Okay. Choose local disk as source. The disk name is the device name in GNU Linux. The first disk in the system is HDA or SDA, second disk HDB or SDB. Multiple choices are available. Press space key to mark your selection. An asterisk will be shown when the selection is done. Okay. So I guess you could do this. Can you do this? Let's see if I pick that. Oh, I can do them both at the same time. Yes. I think I'll do that. It's going to make the name I picked. Well, let me see. Maybe I can go back and change it. Shift-Tab. I hit Cancel. You have chosen to choose a device. Do you want to do it again? Yes. Oh, all right. Well, for time's sake, I don't feel like going through this whole process again. I'll just have to rename the image later. Because I was thinking I was going to do, like, I do the A drive and make an image backup and then do the B drive. But I think now that I'm here, I'm just going to, I think it'll make two images. All right. Let's just, indecision. That's the one thing about live podcasts. They're very exciting like this. All right, I'm just going to go with the SDA and see how that goes. Hit OK, enter. Choose a compression option. If you have no idea, keep the default value and do not change anything. Zip. Use parallel gzip compression for multi-core CPU. Dash Z9P, ZSTDMT compression, very fast and small image like gzip for multi-core CPU. I'm so tempted. I mean, do I know what I'm really doing? I know zip is standard, but I like very fast and small image like gzip. And I think I have a multi-core CPU, so I'm going to go with that. Live on the edge, I guess. Although I guess with backups, this may not be the best thing, but it should be fine. It's all Linux, all the way down. Choose if you want to check and repair the file system before. This option is for certain. We'll just skip that. After image is saved, do you want to check if the image is restorable? Yes, I do want to check that the image is restorable. Tab. Okay. Let's see. Do you want to encrypt the image? If yes, encrypt will... No, I don't need to do that now. I do, when I do the install of the new OS, I am going to encrypt it, but just for the backup purposes, I don't need to do that right now. Set not to. Hit OK. The action to perform when everything is finished. Choose reboot, shutdown, when everything, et cetera. I guess I'll hit choose. Okay. There's choose, enter line command prompt, reboot or shut down. I'm just going to pick choose, so it'll give me an option. Hit OK. Next time you can run this command directly, it gives you a long command so you can run it from the command line directly to create this image. It's also saved as a file name. Hit enter to continue. Okay, activating the partition in proc, done. Selected device, SDA found. Selected device, SDA. Searching for data swap or extended partitions, excluding excluding Linux RAID member partition, unmounted partitions. Selected device, so it's selecting all the different SDA 1, SDA 2, SDA 3. The following step is to save the hard disk partitions on this machine as an image. Machine kudu, SDA, and it gives the name, or the, SDA 1, SDA 2, SDA 3, home part image, SDA, are you sure you want to continue? Yes. Enter. Okay. Oh. All right, so it runs through a thing, and now I'm at part, it says part clone, and it's basically a progress screen. I guess it just, it did the first partition pretty quickly because it's not really big. It was just the boot partition. Now it's working on, I don't know which, what's it doing? Part, oh, SDA 2, reading super block, calculating bitmap, please wait, done. File system FAT32, device size 4.3 gigabytes, space use 2.9 gigabytes, free space 1.4. It's about done backing that up. So it says it's data block progress 100%, total block process 100%. Cloned successfully. That's, so now I think we're about, yep, now we've jumped to SDA 3, which is the main partition. Device size 110.9 gigabytes. Space use 33.2 gigabytes, free space 77.7 gigabytes. Let's see, elapsed. Remaining time, it says about 5 minutes. Alrighty, well, I will do a pause here in the recording and come back once it's done doing the A. I may let you listen to my voice drone on about it backing up SDA or SDB drive. There's only one partition, but that's like, well, it's a terabyte drive. I think it's about half full, so that one's probably going to take a while too. But anyways, I'll be back in a little bit. Thank you. Okay, so now it's finished making the backup of all the different partitions on the A drive and is in the process of doing the check to make sure that they are restorable. It zipped through the first two partitions pretty quickly, and now we're about 35-36% through the main partition. So I'm guessing it's going to be another minute or two to get through that, and then I will go on to make a backup of the secondary drive. Okay, that was pretty quick. It only took a couple minutes for it to check that second partition. I now have a screen. Where are we? It says, the image of this partition is restorable, SDA 3. All the images of the partition relatives in this image were checked and they are restorable. So that is good to know. This gives you some information about the different disks. Skip mounted bit block was not found. Skip mount unmounting it. Stay in this console or enter command line prompt. Run exit. When everything is done, remember to use power off reboot or follow the menu to do a normal power off reboot procedure. Otherwise, if the boot media you are using is a writable disk, such as USB flash drive, and it's mounted, power off or reboot in a normal procedure might make it fail to boot next time. So I'm going to go ahead and enter, and now I'm back to the menu where I can do things. I am going to go back in and actually, so here are the options for the menu. Power off, reboot, command, enter the command line prompt, which I guess had I taken a picture of that other one, I could have modified it to just run this on the next one. But re-1-1, start over, image repository, home partition, if mounted, will be unmounted. Rerun 2, start over, keep image repository, home part image mounted. Rerun 3, start over, remount subdir and medium of current repository. Device SD2. I kind of think I want to do it number 3, because it sounds like it will remount the subdir. I think I'm going to go with rerun 2 and just walk through the steps. So, start CleanZilla or enter command shell. Start CleanZilla. Local, so I'm back to the pick the local device. Before cloning, you have to assign where CleanZilla image will be saved. Use existing, yep, so that's what I want. So I can skip and use existing home part image. Before cloning, you have to assign where the CleanZilla image will be saved. I thought I did that. Oh, I hit enter. I didn't hit tab. Oh, it did go down to the bottom. Sorry, I didn't see it. So it's just telling you, let's see, existing OSC, skip. Device SD2, enter. Okay, so now we're at the, I think we're picking, we're back at the beginner mode menu. Save local disk as image, just what I want to do. Now I'm going to name this one dash SDB. Hit OK. And now it's, I think, going through to find the disk again. Now I can pick which disk I want to back up. So now I'm going down and picking SDB. Hit OK. I'm going to use the compression I did the last time. Hit OK. I could skip the checks. Yes, check the saved image. I do want to check the saved image. We're not encrypting. I think we can just power off it. Let me do choose just so I can read what it says afterwards. All right. Choose. Hit OK. Gave you the command again if I wanted to run this from the command line. Press enter. It's getting things ready again. Yes, I do want to save that part, that image to there with that name. Shutting down, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so now it's starting the clone to the device, reading superblock, calculating bitmap. I think this is where it calculates the size, like the it blocks used and blocks unused. Right now we're at 40.6, 44%. So we're scrolling along, 57, 61. 65. I may edit some of this. 70, 78, 82, 86, 91, 95% done that, 100%. Okay, so now we are, it's giving you the part clone, starting to clone the device, SDB1, device file size 1.1 terabytes, space in use 750 gigabytes, free space 299 gigabytes. remaining 1 hour and 40 minutes before this is done backing up. I don't think I have 1 hour and 40 minutes of dead air to record on my phone anyway, so I will be back in a little while. All right, so after about an hour and 51 minutes, it is now switched over to the process of verifying that the image is good. We got device size 1.1 terabytes, space in use 751 gigabytes, free space 229 gigabytes, block size 4096 bytes. It's estimating it's going to take about an hour and 10 minutes to check it. Current rate is 10.5 gigabits per minute, and it just tells you what block it's on. Looks like things are proceeding smoothly. I'll be back once it's finished verifying the backup. Okay, so after about 15 minutes and a nice little nap in my hammock, looks like it's finished successfully, and it is checked and the image is restorable. So now it says press enter to continue. This takes us back to the menu to power off or reboot. So let me reboot. I want to, I'm going to see if, I can't remember, but I think I can actually mount the images back. I'm going to go back into my regular OS and just verify that I can see some files. Just to make sure before I start on the process of wiping my hard drives and restoring the operating system. So I'm waiting for it to reboot. Did it just power off? Is it actually rebooting? Oh, there it comes. Alright, so now it's popped back into my start screen. Let me get set up and see where we are. So, a little more time has passed than I planned. It's now October 29th, and I think my last recording was on the 3rd when I recorded it, and probably a couple weeks later until I actually started putting this all together. But anyway, I didn't actually mount CloneZilla. I forgot when CloneZilla because it just saves the data on the disk. It basically creates a bunch of like 4 gigabyte shards, something like that. So there are tools I think that lets you go ahead and like create an image and then mount it, but I really needed at the time to get my laptop running again. So I just verified that it, I saw what looked like data on the disk, like as it would be saved by CloneZilla, and decided that was safe enough. I haven't yet restored. Hopefully that will be another episode where I actually restore my 128 gig USB drive back. Put the data back on it just to double check. But I trusted this process enough that I did reinstall my operating system. I will say, overall, CloneZilla is very nice to use. The interface is easy to grasp, and it does what it claims to do. So if you're in a position where you want to do a backup of a whole hard drive, that's a great tool to use.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is.
Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net.
Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.